listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wild stuff in Washington, D.C. The other night, some shootings. Four people shot outside the ballpark. And so they stopped the game, and actually the Padres opened up their dugout to fans to come in there. It was Tatis and Machado said, hey, you guys come in down here, as opposed to, you know, being out there where there are gunshots and, you know, we've got to find that guy before you all leave the ballpark. So weird, wild stuff going on. Now the Nationals are 3-7 over their last 10. They're six games out of first. They are much further behind. They're actually a lot closer to first place in the East than they are getting into the wild card hunt. San Diego has 55 wins. So they're a ways back of that. They'd have to climb over three teams to win the East. So it's getting less and less likely that they are making the playoffs, which is kind of a good thing for our Houston Astros. Young Kenny Van Doren, who is an intern here, who we had on the show, wrote this 4 hours ago. This came out. In a recent turn of events, the Houston Astros are exploring a trade for a starting pitcher, and it is no other than Max Scherzer. The eight-time All-Star is coming off his fourth start in an All-Star game while also being the ace for the Washington Nationals. James Click already said he was okay with going over the luxury tax. He makes $34 million. If you get him for the last 2 months of the season, it'd be a little over $11 million against your cap. So I guess, you know what, that's very doable. And then you've got his contract going forward. I think he's got another year left on it. And so you would, you know, you'd have that, but you're getting rid of Verlander and Greinke's deals, looks like. And you'd add Scherzer, which, Del, how long ago did I say this?
You've been on the Max Scherzer thing for at least, I don't know, are we talking late May, at least June at least?
Yeah,
you've been on him?
Early, yeah. So Kenny wrote this, our intern. Earlier this month, I brought up the idea of looking into a starting pitcher like Scherzer. Oh, did you, Kenny?
Well, maybe he did. Did he bring it up on the site? Have you looked at previous articles and seen if he's brought it up? You know you're not the only one who can talk about Max Scherzer, right?
No, but I like the way he worded this. Earlier this month, I brought up the idea.
Did he say he brought it up on the air or on the website?
Probably his website.
So maybe
Climbing
he wrote
Cal's
something.
Hill, which our intern writes for.
You know, before you get upset about Kenny allegedly stealing your idea, you got
to
look at
the... I would have preferred if he wrote this. Listening to The Bench...
See, you don't know that
where
is the case.
Where I intern...
You don't know if that's...
John Granato brought up the idea of the Astros trading for Max Scherzer, but maybe, which was a brilliant idea.
Well, maybe he
at the
did
time.
Think of it before you.
Pardon me?
You know, it's pretty easy. You can go on that website. They have a search function. And you can, or just go through Kenny's previous articles and see if he talked about Max Scherzer before you did.
No, he did. He said earlier this month, which is July.
And you're assuming he heard you.
Oh, I am. No, I know he heard me because he's our intern here.
But he doesn't. He's not here
this?
For every show.
Earlier this season, John Granato floated the idea of Max Scherzer to the Astros as being a brilliant idea. And look. James Click, what
you
agrees
have,
with me?
See, you have no proof that he got the idea from you. Because he doesn't.
How about a little credit?
He doesn't listen to the show
Hill.
Every day, does he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Even when he's not here, he listens.
I know that's not the truth. I work here and I wouldn't do that.
You do, but Kenny, he's looking for great ideas for his stories.
Maybe, you know, before you just rip a guy to shreds, shouldn't you have called or next time he's in here, say, hey, Kenny.
I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, and see if what you're saying is actually true.
How about Max Scherzer to the Astros? No, you know, I don't want to claim that I said it first, even though I did.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is looking more and more likely. The Nationals were in the thick. Now they're kind of fading. So that's the first piece. The second piece is... You know, is whether or not, and James Click said, we will go over the luxury tax. This is an Astros move. They went and got Verlander. They went and got Greinke. This is an Astros move to go get a huge name starting pitcher, which also, you know, shoots everybody down one spot and into the bullpen. And Odorizzi, I don't know if I want Odorizzi in the bullpen. I don't know. I don't know where I want Odorizzi anymore.
You remember when I – are you going to give me credit for that now? Because remember I talked about we don't know if Odorizzi can go to a bullpen, and now you're taking my idea.
That's not, I didn't say that. I didn't say we don't know that he can go – I don't want him being on the mound at all. I don't like him as a starter. I don't like him as a reliever. I just don't want – you know what I don't want to see? Odorizzi on the mound in a big playoff game. That's what I just don't want to see. Starting or relieving, as a matter of fact. Where's Urquidy when we need him?
Still off, you know, probably hanging out, just going on vacation and talking about the Astros winning the World Series. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah. And apparently Greinke is okay with his issues that he had because he is starting tonight against Mejia. We need Garcia to pitch well. Lance pitched well.
How about we score some runs?
How about that? That'd be great.
Sure, Fromber didn't do great, but it's only four runs. Yeah, and you guys didn't score a run. How about that?
How about more than four hits over 2 days? How about have more than one base runner in a game? You know what the good news is, though, Dell? Over these last two games, three runners left on base.
Yeah, so when you don't get hits,
no
runners left on base.
Listen,
goes down.
One of the problems with this team was, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, too many runners left on base. You know what? They fixed that.
So they did fix the problem, not by, you know, knocking those runners in, just not getting guys on base.
If you don't have any runners on base,
you can't leave
any.
Guys on base.
Can't leave any.
They fixed the problem.
Congratulations,
yes.
You guys fixed it. Well, not by, exactly.
By creating another one. They fixed one problem by creating another one. Sorry. How about
I think I'd rather have the other one where they leave a lot of guys on base.
Yeah, because at least there are chances for hits. Maybe you get frustrated, but at least guys are on base and there's a chance for runs. It's four games out of the last six where it's one run or less.
Is Alex Bregman the worst quad in the history?
Well, Dusty, when
he's missed 27 games.
When he first got hurt, Dusty was like, it's going to be a while. I was like, Dusty made it sound like it was going to be a long-term injury, and it is. But you're like, it's just a quad. What are we doing here?
It's quad.
And immediately he was talking about he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah. Do you think Ty Cobb was ever out with a quad injury?
No, but I don't think Alex Bregman is sliding in the third and calling someone a bad word while he's
Not, yeah.
If we're going to compare him to Ty Cobb.
Okay, Pete Rose. I don't think he's gambling either, but I'm saying Pete Rose would go, hey, this hurts a little bit. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm playing. It's just a quad. What the hell? What did he do? Tear it off the bone? Is a quad attached to a bone?
I'm sure it is.
I don't know. No one knows.
Nah, some doctors would know.
I doubt it. Nobody knows. So here's the deal. Well, nobody knows about this quad. What the hell, Alex Bregman?
Is he the new Correa?
27 games.
And more to come.
Yeah.
He's going to at least miss 30 plus.
Yeah. And, you know, Abraham Toro's the only one who can get a hit in Chicago, so.
And Alex Bregman wasn't hitting the baseball when he left anyway. Remember when he first got here, you're like, whatever.
This
isn't bad.
And actually, if you don't know the truth, these guys have filled in better than Alex Bregman was.
Yeah.
Toro homered, and Toro got the only hit yesterday. And the only run the other night. I mean, it's a one-man wrecking crew right now.
It's not really wrecking anything, but
it's
sure.
Abraham Toro and the guys.
Yeah.
What about Valdez? I mean, Jordan hitting second.
Well, trying to shake
that
it
up.
That
was interesting.
Trying to move guys around, get some guys activated or something.
Yeah, does it really matter? I mean, I guess Kyle Schwarber is the... Now, it doesn't... You know, Aaron Judge has hit second. I guess Dusty looked over and said, hey, Aaron Judge can hit second. I think Jordan can. And Jordan doesn't clog the bases.
Well, he's not getting on base, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
Nobody's clogging the bases these
days. No, we talk about Jordan went a smooth 0-for-11 over the weekend.
Yeah, so let's move him up. Let's move him up.
Anything.
Get more ABs.
See if that works out.
Yeah. No. Ooh. We got to get more ABs than a guy that can't hit right now.
0-for-11 and 7 strikeouts over the weekend. Yikes.
That's a good spot in the two-hole.
You know, a guy who's supposed to, you know, maybe if the guy gets on, maybe move him over. I don't know. Well, let's put the guy who can't make contact in a two-hole.
Wow. It is just awful. That was just – can it be more – they were three up three down in eight innings. And otherwise, they had one single. What the hell? 10 strikeouts. What the hell?
It was a good afternoon for our boys.
Oh, my goodness. That was the worst. I made Rendon look like a superhero.
Isn't that the guy? Isn't he the same one who was running his mouth
yep.
before? And now he pitched well in that first game, but the Astros found a way to win that one late. And then he just dominates.
Well, look, they're not home playing the White Sox. Can't cheat. That's why.
I wonder if that was a talking point on one of their broadcasts. Because we talked about on Friday about how the White Sox, not only Carlos Rendon, but their pre and post game people were chippy, were chirping about cheating. They had a trash can joke, and they suggested even on the game winning one run in the game that was actually close. I think Jordan actually had the game winning hit, that there were some slight allegations about how that came about just because they were talking out of their ass. So I wanted the Astros to win just to shut them up one more time, but didn't happen this weekend.
Yeah. A couple of LeBron stories on the other side.
We're going to talk about it on the other side, certainly. I just have to say before we get there that there are sometimes when you see two people together, you're like, how the hell did that happen?
That doesn't seem right.
That's what you said. I said, how the hell did that happen? And this is one of the times, maybe goes to the top of my list of, how are these two hanging out together?
Well, let's do it.
How did this come about?
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So, you seen the reviews for Space Jam 2?
No. I know LeBron's a bad actor. But,
not good.
But I'm not watching it. I don't care about the reviews. And I can't really crush LeBron or anything or that movie because it's made for children.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, we've seen, like Toy Story and even Space Jam 1. It had entertaining.
Sure.
It was entertaining for adults and children. And I think, you know, since adults have to play it for their kids, that they would like to be entertained as well.
Yeah, Pixar does a good job of that, apparently. There are some jokes in there that only adults will get, and they put them in strictly for the adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's none of that. There's nothing interesting about this movie.
Look, as great of a player as he is, I never found LeBron James particularly charismatic. I would probably rank him in J.J. Watt in terms of level of ability acting, right around the same. But LeBron will get roles because he's LeBron and, you know, he has his own production company and stuff. But who walked in there thinking he was going to be an entertaining figure?
Well, but you would think that you could overcome that with good writing, you know? And apparently there was not very – this was a huge project. How long have we been talking about
this? Space Jam 2 has been a thing for a long time.
And you would think that they could come up with something that was interesting.
Well, the first one was – the villain stole the talent of all these NBA players to become, everyone knows the deal, to become a team. And then LeBron has to get the Looney Tunes to beat him. This one is where Don Cheadle kidnaps LeBron's kid or something.
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. LeBron has to play basketball to save his kid or something like that.
Well, that's kind of dark.
Yeah. And then I think the kid, they don't have a great relationship or something, him and the kid. I'm not sure. I'm trying to glean stuff from the trailer because I'm not going to read a review.
So, and then does Bron escape and save the day?
Well, of course. He has to save the day with the Toon Squad. Yeah.
No, his son. Well, Bronny.
Well, Bronny's not in the movie.
Well, it's his son.
But it's a different kid. Because imagine that. Well, I guess they didn't think Bronny could live up to the acting chops of his dad, so they had to get another kid.
How are you going to live up to that?
Exactly. Maybe Bronny's like, you know what, Dad, I'm 17. Or however old. How old is Bronny? Like 15, 16? I don't want to be in your dumbass movie.
Right. Well, anyway, I saw Clay Travis is just basking in it.
Oh, Clay Travis is enjoying a Bron failure? That's surprising.
Yes.
He
just can't stand LeBron.
He has a problem with the selectively woke LeBron in a movie.
Yes.
That's surprising.
Yeah. So that Clay Travis.
The question is bad acting.
Was pointing it out, all of the horrible ratings.
Well, bad acting, bad reviews. The question is, how much money did LeBron's movie make?
Well, here's the deal, is someone pointed out, by the way, this movie isn't for Americans. This is all for China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the worldwide box office? That'll determine who won and who didn't.
And by the way, with as few movies as are, people are still going to see this.
Yeah. I mean, I went to go see Black Widow a couple weeks ago, and actually that had pretty good reviews. I saw A Quiet Place in theaters. There, when the big tentpole movies come out, I'm going to watch them. Not this one, though.
I'm telling you, I was going to go see Black Widow because I don't know why I was going to do that.
Why are
My
you?
Wife wanted to go to the movies, and there is a zero out. Black Widow was in, at IPIC, it was like eight hours, and every movie was full. Full packed. You couldn't get a seat.
I don't know if I told you. I think it was you. I was out and about driving around the Thursday that it came out. I had to go pick something up, and I came back. The movie theater's parking lot was full, and even the overflow parking was in other businesses' parking lots. That's how much people want to see this movie or see something.
Well,
a Thursday night. Well, it's the summer, which helps, but it's just like people wanted to get out and see something.
And watching the open yesterday, okay, all the protocols for all the players, there were 20,000 people packed around the green, the 18th green, and not a mask on. And, COVID protocols, players couldn't bring their families, they couldn't live with more than two people. There were 20,000 people all jammed into this place with no masks.
Look, we know College World Series was the same way. Hey, North Carolina State, you can't play.
Yeah.
But we'll have the 20,000 people filling our stadium because you know what? We don't care about them. They're paying. But you guys are on the field.
Right.
So we're going to
endangering everyone.
We're going to keep you from playing.
Just stupid. Just so stupid. Well, in game five, apparently, now they're behind masks.
Sure.
But Adele was spotted at the game with LeBron James agent Rich Paul.
Super agent to the stars of the NBA, Rich Paul.
Him, yeah.
He representative of Clutch. And that was what I was talking about going into the break. Like, you don't necessarily associate Adele with the NBA. I mean, she's not one of the Jenners or the Kardashians. You go, oh, Rich Paul's dating a Jenner. Okay, I get it. Like, understood. That's been a thing for a while. The Kardashians or Jenners have been dating basketball players for quite a while now. I did not see this one coming.
Well, apparently she filed for divorce from her husband, Simon Konecki, in 2019, right after she got skinny.
Well, that was what I was going to be left. I was going to leave that unsaid, but sure, it is around that
time.
She's
like, I got to upgrade.
Yeah, look at me. I'm rich. I'm Adele. And look at me. I'm skinny.
Well, and I was wondering what you meant. You just think that it's an odd pairing, Rich Paul?
It is unexpected. Like, Rich Paul with, I don't know, throw in whatever American singer that likes to go to games. Like, Rich Paul, Vanessa Hudgens, because, by the way, she was at, I think she sang the national anthem at Game 5. I wouldn't be surprised, because Vanessa Hudgens is in that pop culture mode.
Yeah.
She's an Instagram person. I could see it. She goes to NBA games. I could see it. I didn't see the Adele thing coming.
Well, he is expanding now outside of the NBA, too. This is a career move for him.
You think he's using Adele? What do you mean?
I don't, not using her, but it's convenient. Now, I can get into the music world.
I mean, you are very cynical.
I'm not cynical. By the way.
Then why'd you lead off with?
I don't know about in love.
Yeah.
I didn't see him holding hands or anything, so maybe they're not.
Is it even a real relationship?
We don't. Well, apparently they are dating. And I thought you were like, well, she's too hot for him or something.
No, I mean,
I don't know that he's a great looking guy. But.
No, but I've seen enough guy, although it's not like she's needing money, but we know the deal. The rich and powerful get with other rich and powerful people. Looks be damned sometimes. So it wasn't that. I wasn't looking at Rich Paul going, you should be dating the big Adele. No, I wasn't. Well, that's the second time that's happened. Got to fix that. No, I wasn't thinking that. It was more, huh. That's out of the blue.
That's yeah.
I don't see Adele making appearances at NBA games.
You would have said, Rihanna, I see that.
But Rihanna's at NBA games. She's in that world.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's had dinner with LeBron's people before. And LeBron himself, probably. She's one of the people who likes to be out and about. I didn't know that Adele was that
maybe
type.
Maybe Adele is part of LeBron's posse.
He doesn't like that term.
I know he doesn't.
You better relax, Phil Jackson.
I'm just saying, if Phil can say it, well, no. I can't say a lot of stuff Phil says.
No, not those quotes that Lance about Phil from his book.
No, Phil's book.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, all that being said, Rich Paul, LeBron, and Adele watched courtside as Giannis stole the soul of the Phoenix Suns in the final session.
Speaking of which, we haven't even mentioned that. All of the, oh my gosh, when it was 2-0 Suns, I swear to God, in the show before us, it was so, well, Keyshawn, holy crap. The Bucks suck. There's no way. Giannis is not a star. This is Chris Paul. Dude, is Chris Paul catching it or what? Chris Paul is a mess.
Yeah, Chris Paul didn't have a terrible game last night. I mean, last night, Saturday night. But he is part of a team who has lost the last three. He's got a real shot to blow a 2-0 lead and lose in six, which I think the last team to do it was the Mavericks did in 06. Has another team been up 2-0 and lost in four straight before since the Mavs? I mean, Chris Paul's going to catch it because the talk coming into these playoffs was his inability to win the big one, and people were writing their love letters to Chris Paul now.
Yeah.
Going into the finals and winning those first two, particularly after his game six against the
so he's gonna catch it like you said, losing the first two and then winning the next four. Dirk did that to the Heat.
No, Dirk had it done to him against the Heat. In the one that they won, it was never a 2-0 lead either way.
I thought the Heat led 2-0 and then Dirk went 4.
No, they went up 1-0 and then they had a big lead in the fourth quarter and blew it to the Mavs to make it an even series going back to Dallas. The Heat were up 2-1. The Mavs won the last three. But this one would be, I think, the first time since Dirk's team with Jason Terry and
that they won the first two and then lost the next three.
Correct.
Next four.
Correct.
And Chris Paul, you're right. Everybody was all in love. It's Chris Paul.
He finished off the Clippers with a big game in game six, and then he had the game one where he was outstanding. I think he scored 70 plus points over two games. People were getting out their pen and paper. It'd really be a computer talking about how great Chris Paul was. And if it turns on him this way, those old narratives will start back up again.
It's worse, maybe worse than ever, because this is, you know, those were playoff games. Those were conference champs. This is the NBA Finals where the stage is at its biggest. And he has really, really shriveled.
He had a bad game four, topped off with the late turnover. I mean, game five, 21 points on 9-15, 11 assists. The game in game three.
They sat him late in the game, though. I was shocked.
People are trying to explain, what is Monty Williams doing? What's that about? Why isn't he on the floor? Is it him being exhausted or what? I don't know why. He had 2 days off before the game. And that's been how this series has gone throughout. I don't know. But he's not going to get let off the hook. If they lose in game six tomorrow, I mean,
no.
He's been a great player and he's had a great run. I mean, we know what Phoenix was before he got there and what they have been this year, but the questions will be asked once again about his team's folding, particularly with leads.
Well, and they shot. They were
in the first quarter,
13 for 19 from three,
and
55% from two, 90% from the free throw line, and they got their ass kicked.
In that first quarter, they were smoking. They had a big lead, double digits going into the second quarter, and the Bucks erased it really quickly. And it obviously it was a back and forth game late. He had the big turnover. The Suns guards have not been great handling basketball in big situations. We had Chris Paul, the turnover in game four. Devin Booker, the turnover in game five, which led to the Giannis dunk. And look, no one's going to say it, and maybe Suns fans are saying it. Jrue Holiday got him all across the wrist. He slapped him all across the wrist with his right hand, his left hand, and then pulled the ball away. I mean, they're not going to call a foul there, but
Your hand is part of the ball, though.
His wrist is not part of the hand.
Billy Lucci joining us on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk about he's got a deal, an NIL deal with a couple of players, Ags, and we'll talk about that. Don't you go anywhere.
But first, John, how do you help your health?
How do you help your health, Dell? How do you help your health?
With Roman.
Whoa, my goodness. That's my peeps. Well, is that your health or your love life?
Well, a healthy love life is great for your health.
That's right. No, it absolutely is. And it's, you know, this is great for your marriage. You hear the woman on here talking about, you know what? A healthy love life is so important. So important. And look, you can have a healthy love life again. If you're coming up short, you're not completely satisfied with what's going on with your love life, and you want to get that feeling again with your significant other, GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. You get a free online evaluation for your ongoing ED. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional ships to you free within two-day shipping if medication is appropriate. Whole process, straightforward, discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/John. Complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Don't just let it go by and just become disinterested in your love life. Keep it going. Let's go. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now, and you get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Working on getting Billy Lucci in here. Talk a little Texas A&M football. Lucci and Texags, along with Green Print Real Estate Group, are working together and bringing Isaiah Spiller and safety Damani Richardson in as part of a $10,000 each deal sponsored by Green Print for exclusive feature interviews on texags.com heading into next week's SEC Media Days. The agreement is contracted under the new NIL. The SEC Media Days are this week, right? This week. So we'll see exactly what this entails. And this is, I don't know if we've got any other websites. So Texags is one of the largest in the country. It's one of the biggest websites, college websites, football websites in the country. Not football, but all sports. So Lucci and the guys over there making a little bit of history here in signing Isaiah Spiller and Damani Richardson to these deals. And Billy Lucci is joining us from Texags right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, Lucci?
What's up, Bernardo?
How you doing, pal?
Been too long.
Yeah, it has been. Well, we got a football season coming up. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about it. A lot of good football players that you guys have got over there. So we'll talk about that. So tell us about this deal with Green Print and Isaiah Spiller and Damani Richardson. I haven't seen any other websites that cover teams doing this. You've got exclusive. Now, is it just an exclusive for these features, or how long you guys got these guys tied up for?
So it was something that I've been thinking about for a while, ever since, even before the NIL went into play, just knowing it was coming down the pike, and just did a lot of research, kind of read everything I could from around the country, and kind of tried to get a feel for where things were going to go and what was going to be, you know, legal and what you could do. And my thought was, I'm going to get improve the content on our site. And if we can get people to sponsor that content and not, you know, kind of put ourselves out there in terms of losing money or anything like that. I didn't want to overinvest for interviews or whatever. So I just thought about, you know, this was going to be something we were going to be able to do. And when the time came, it was either sit back, like you said, John, I haven't seen anyone do this particular thing yet. I did read about one of the flagship stations at a major school was going to sign up. I believe it's five guys for the Sports Business Journal put that out, like five guys for $25,000 apiece to come on weekly throughout the season. So I started thinking about it. I said, well, I could just sit back and wait or do it because I want us to do it anyway. These were one-offs with Spiller and Damani, but the plan, my plan, what I really want to do is, it's not a secret. I mean, I'll tell you about it. What I want to do is really get about four players, one on offense, one on defense, and just have them kind of alternate weeks. 20-minute segment, back-to-back, offense, defense, maybe before or after they do media day. Just, you know, it's football season, it's college. And I just thought that would be kind of a good way to start things off for year one. And I don't know where it goes. I honestly don't think this thing's going to last more than about I know everybody says, well, you've opened up – not me, but the NIL has opened up Pandora's box and there's no going back. I think there is going back because I think people that made a big deal about this are going to kind of sit back pretty soon and go, oh, wow, that was actually nothing. Not just from the price standpoint, but also from the just the litany of ways this thing can go.
Well, I think it's going to I'll disagree with it. It's going to go away. I think it's going to just be, this kid's got a deal. This kid's got a deal. Oh, well, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Guys are getting deals all
you
over the place.
People just get numb to it.
Yeah. It's just going to be part of the game. That's all it is. Dell and I were talking about this, and you had seen it. You and you're talking about it too, is having guys on a weekly basis. And Dell's point was, ooh, I'm not sure. Coaches just hate this, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, and Jimbo doesn't even let freshmen talk, right? So, So my point was, oh, really? Well, if Jimbo or any other coach tries to stop it, kids are going to be telling everybody else, hey, you're in my pocket. And, oh, by the way, don't come here because the coaches are limiting how much money we can make here. So I think coaches are all going to have to buy into all of this stuff. Otherwise, you're going to be known as a place where guys aren't going to want to go because they can't get their bag.
No doubt about it. And the coaches, here's the funny thing is, the coaches have to embrace it. And the coaches can't really have anything to do with the, you know, coordination of it or which players get what or who does what. And so... But yet they're all going to embrace it in terms of, you know, Nick Saban's as old school as they come. Imagine, do you not think that deep down he doesn't want some article coming out about how much one of his star players got paid? And, you know, it's going to help. Because like you just said, not only do you not want it used against you in recruiting, deep down you're not going to complain if it works for you. But then at the same time, the more it works for you, the more money going on, then you wonder about the locker room and is the wealth being spread around or is it just your four or five star players that are getting all the money? There's all kinds of dynamics, but I got a funny one for you because, you know, of our friendship with Summy and then it just being an A&M thing. Imagine if in 2012, Johnny Manziel beats Bama and he hasn't talked all year. Remember, even in NIL days, people weren't going to be sponsoring Johnny after he won the job. No one had knew he was even going to be the QB, and then it would have taken a few weeks. But what if after the Bama game, he goes and beats Alabama and Bryant-Denny, and somebody's like, okay, buddy, I guess we're going to have to break this freshman thing. You're going to have to talk. And he says, sorry, coach, I got a $250,000 deal with Big Cat and PFT at Barstool. They're coming to College Station tomorrow for an exclusive. Can't do it. And it'll be the best quarter million that Barstool ever spent, because every fan in the world in sports at that time would have been tuning in on a Sunday to watch them sit down with Johnny Football.
We talked about this just a little while ago. Getting exclusives with kids. No, I'm not doing a post-game interview. I'm doing it with one radio station that I've got an exclusivity with. And you know what? Now, the NFL has rules. College football. And here's the thing about the NCAA, and you were looking up the legality. What legality, Luch? There's no rules. There are no rules on this thing.
Yeah, well, you know me, and people don't think this about they like Texas OU fans. They like to think that Tex-Ags, you know, does whatever they want. Lucci's some kind of renegade. You guys that know me know that I'm actually the exact opposite. But I am going to try, like you have done, just you and I have the same way that you could do what's best for your business. And for my, here's the way I thought about this one, just as simple as I can put it. We got all kinds of pub, good, bad, indifferent. We were in the news. The sponsor and other potential sponsors now looking at the attention that Green Print got for this, for a $20,000 sponsorship was off the chart. The player gets paid. It's a brave new world. You should have seen, you know, Isaiah's family came up from Houston, got a message from Damani's dad. They were just thanking, you know, they just loved it. But here's the other thing. Those kids, like, in today's world, everybody wants to say, oh, this is what's wrong with college football. First thing, $10,000 an hour, I mean, for an interview. Yeah, that's a lot. But at the same time, the 85th player on the roster at Miami got $6,000 a week or two ago for Instagramming something about a gym one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, this isn't Pandora's box was already opened.
Oh,
and then
no.
My other part about it is this. I think if the way no one's talking about like Learfield, John, IMG, like these for the last decade or so, these companies have paid athletic departments millions and millions of dollars for their exclusive rights. Now, they don't have exclusive rights to the kids, but what's happened over time is you go around the country, these athletes are kind of, you know, huddled in and kept away from. I interviewed Kellen Mond at the end of last year. It's the first sit-down, like, extensive interview anyone had with him, and that's not a Jimbo thing. That's not a Dana thing. That's not a Tom Herman or Sark. It is college football now, the media, the traditional media that we grew up knowing, the access to these athletes because of the demands on their time and because of Learfield, IMG, it's less and less and less, and they want to produce all this stuff in-house because these big agencies have paid for it, and they pressure them to do that. The players aren't getting 1 cent out of that. No one's ever complained. As soon as a player makes $10,000 or a media company is willing to kind of step out there, then all of a sudden, it's the most unethical. Oh, yeah. Or,
right.
You know, so
it's the ruination of college. It's the ruination of college football. Why'd you pick those guys? I would have thought. Here's we had a couple of guys that are into this. Dusty Stanfield, and we had them in studio, and they were talking about this is a quarterback deal, though. Why did you pick these guys as opposed to Haynes King?
Well, like right now, to me, like, you know, Haynes isn't the starting quarterback yet. I think he'll end up winning the job, but it's an ongoing battle. That is, you know, when I talk about wanting guys in the fall, that would certainly be somebody I would think of. And the other thing I've never thought of, I've thought of it like you guys did, but my goal is to not go out here and sign any kid to an exclusive deal. But like you said, we know it's coming. And if five of the A&M guys go, then I've got 80 other ones, you know, to pick from to do interviews. But the exclusive, that did, for whatever reason, the idea of that kind of rubs me wrong.
Yeah.
Just from that. But it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
But, yeah, Haynes, DeMarvin Leal, going to be a top 10 pick.
Yep.
Kenyon Green's another guy. Jalen Weidemeyer. It'll be interesting as time goes on, too, because some of these guys, there might be some pretty, what we think are lucrative deals, and they might say, yeah, no, like Spencer Rattler. I just got paid $150,000 to go to an autograph signing in Chicago, so doing a weekly radio segment for X amount, which is going to be nowhere near that, just doesn't quite appeal to me to have to commit to that for 7 weeks or whatever it is. So there'll be some of that as well, which is going to be really fascinating when, I was sitting there. I know you guys talk a lot about Dan Campbell, and y'all know Leckler well from his time in Houston, but we're sitting there in McKinney. The four of us are sitting there in college, four of us, the two-bedroom apartment, so they can make their $600 scholarship check go as far as it possibly can. And you may have guys turning down $10,000 interview or a deal for $10,000 to do an interview once a week all season. Some of those guys may be like, I'm okay, thanks.
Right.
That's the wild world we live in.
All right, we got to take a break. You got a minute? Because I want to talk about the team on the other side. All right, Lucia's going to stay with us here. We got to talk about this team and some other stuff going on right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high-quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did. Call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high-quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for four generations. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex Irons and Epic Woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Step by step.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Billy Lucci joining us from Texags. You know how I know that Texags is huge? You know how I know? It's because he's setting up deals for $10,000. For players, and he's hiring David Nuno away from Channel 13. That's how I know he's huge. Okay, I don't know how you got that done.
Well, that's probably why we had to do it. That's why we had to do the we had to do it to cover Nuno. I mean, it wasn't. And jokes aside, man, I didn't think there were. I knew where David wanted to go, like with his lifelong term. Kind of getting back here was something that I knew was always in the back of his mind, but I also know how much he loves Channel 13 and especially working for Wendy. And so I didn't think there was really any way that was going to happen. So I was really excited. And I know you were giving him all kinds of hell about me. So I said, I'll get Granato back at some point when we're hanging out. But
I didn't get that. You got to plan
these things to get Granato.
I didn't
back.
See
just,
trading so. Wendy in for you. I just didn't see that. I'm sorry, Luch.
He said, "What did you tell him? What are they letting you sleep in the office and live in the office?"
Yeah. What about Anna here? Okay, but did Nuno take her job, or she's coming back to school? You know, we gotta make sure Anna's got a place.
Anna was actually the first person that Nuno mentioned to me before any connection with you guys. When he was listening to the show, kind of day to day, Anna stood out. So you can relay that to her. She's texting me on here saying that I'm doing your show instead of Nuno's, which is true. I'm not in Birmingham yet. I'll be there tomorrow for SEC Media Days. But, you know, when you got David and Olin Buchanan, they're out there doing their thing. But I think the Nuno-Anna Peterson thing is going to be fine as long as she doesn't come and start calling him a
bitch.
Call somebody a bitch?
Yeah, she called Lance a bitch. Wait a minute. That's tremendous. Yeah.
It's even worse. She didn't call him a bitch.
No, it definitely upped her stock. There's no doubt about it.
No, but it's worse because on air, at least it's like, okay, that's the show. We're doing the show. She called him a bitch in the intern area. Off the air.
Bye, bitch. She upped her stock.
I love it.
She upped her stock tremendously with that move. All right, Luch, this football team, you mentioned, so why don't you think, what's the deal? Who's the, tell us about the quarterback situation with Haynes King and who's competing with him and why you think it's not a done deal?
Well, I think, first of all, you know how it is nowadays, and then they're going to let a quarterback battle extend at least a couple weeks into fall camp. But I don't think it was a giant gap between Haynes King and Zach Calzada during the spring. Zach came on, he looked like a different kid. And when they took him, you know, he has one of those arms where that ball just jumps off. He's an NFL arm all the way. Now, you're going to have to start somewhere and play a lot of football to get to that level. But arm-wise, he's as good as anyone I've seen come through A&M. Just the throwing of the football. Of course, Jameel Showers would have been on a short list like that too, but he ran into a guy that could kind of create magic and was very, very mobile and, you know, really elusive, both escaping trouble and throwing the football and creating. And I think that's what Haynes King can do. I think he's got all the intangibles, John. I think he's got the locker room. Not that Zach doesn't. He's actually a really popular kid on the team as well. But I think Haynes just kind of has that it factor. And you know how it is with a running quarterback. And I say he's a running quarterback. He can throw, too. Just not – he doesn't have the arm that Zach has. But a guy who's so much of what he can do is avoiding pressure, throwing on the run, designed run game. He ran a legitimate – he was a 4.45. During January testing, when everybody got back, he was actually the fastest guy on the team. You know, that's after like a few weeks off, so everybody comes back. Doesn't matter. I mean, he's going to be among probably your top five fastest guys on the team as a 6'3 quarterback. So that's something that, yeah, you can see a little of that in practice, but not really. So I think, you know how it goes with college coaches. They've got to be beyond excited to see what he can do if he's out there and kind of cut loose. So I think because of that, as long as he comes out and has a good start to camp, I would pick him as my guy that I think will be starting that first game for the Aggies.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously the name. You would think that he's going to get that first shot. We'll see. So how about Athlon naming Kenyon Green, DeMarvin Leal, Isaiah Spiller, and Jalen Widermeyer all to their preseason All-America team? Luch, is this as talented, as deep as we've seen the Aggies in a while?
Yeah, it is. It is, John. I don't think there's any question about. I mean, it's as talented, as deep as I've seen them since the probably mid '90s, before Mac and Bob got to the Big 12 there in the late '90s and started eroding that. But yeah, they're loaded. You wish they had a more experienced O-line and a returning quarterback, then I think you start wondering about a national title run, especially even up against the schedule. As tough as the SEC typically is, They miss Georgia. They miss Florida. They get Alabama at mid-season at home, not early in the season away. They LSU, again, you know, end of the season. Auburn, a new coach. So a lot of things line up for this team. The O-line slash QB, and I think it might even be more about the O-line, because can they run the ball like they had? If they can, then with that and Weidemeyer at tight end and a defense that should be, it is as loaded as anything I've seen in a while for A&M, and more importantly, it's the best one that Elko will have had, and the last one just this past season led the SEC in total defense, and it should be noticeably better. In addition to Leal, they've got five of those super senior guys that could have gone to the NFL, would have probably been some late-round draft picks, and or a couple of, you know, free agents that could have made teams, and five of those guys are coming back. So you've got experience, you've got high-end talent, you've got a couple of five-star D linemen coming in, a couple of midterm cornerbacks that the insiders inside the program are pretty excited about. So to me, it's set up that if the O-line can allow them to run the football, then you can let a quarterback kind of develop as he develops, especially, you know, when your first five or six games or so, it's Colorado, Arkansas, Mississippi State. Not the easiest games, but games that a team like A&M should be able to win, you know, barring them going into a surprising rebuild, which I'm not expecting. I think this team, talent-wise, I'm trying to think, Granato, when there's been that many All-American preseason candidates on an A&M team. I guess maybe 2013, because 2012, remember, Mike Evans and Johnny Manziel were not preseason All-American candidates. They were postseason, which is obviously what matters more. But, I mean, maybe 13, because you had Jake Matthews, but you didn't have Jokel. Then you had Jake, Johnny, and Mike, so at least three there. But it's been a while. And that was, as you know, that was a one-off. So it's been a while, and then going back to 13, A&M was just terrible on defense, probably the worst defense in the SEC. That's what kept them from being a title contender with that offense. So you got to go back a long time. But the crazy thing is, in the SEC, that just puts them up there. You could say, okay, talent-wise, they're in that top four. But on this year's schedule, I think if you take A&M and their 12 opponents, it's 13 teams. I think they're sitting there in about a tie for number two with LSU. And the gap between A&M and Bama in a year where Bama lost so much is about as small as it's probably been in the 10 years since they joined the league. And that's not to say A&M's where Bama's at. Nobody is. But you get what I'm saying, right? Like, the gap this year will be as small as it's been in 10 years since they've been in the conference.
Billy Lucci, Texags. Before you go, are you glad that the Big 12 is not going to be allowing anyone any horns down? I know that upsets you when people do horns down.
Yeah, I am. They need that. You know, they need the grace. They need the grace from the Big 12. They're so persecuted over there. Let me ask you something, Granato. Like, why wouldn't Sark go out there last week and just say, we don't care about that. Don't penalize them if they do. We don't care. Let them do the horns down. And we're planning to play in such a way that they're not going to get many opportunities to do that. And when they do, then we're going to come out and respond. Like, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to just kind of add a little toughness, a little leather to Bevo's hide there to say, this is a new deal where we don't worry about crap like that around here anymore. Mm. So, yeah, please don't penalize them.
No
we
horns down, Luke. It's offensive. It's racist, okay? Horns down.
No horns down.
Horns down is racist. So we're not doing that anymore.
Against cows?
So bad.
Against the cows. Yes. Yes. They got spots on them or something. It. Yeah.
Bevo hates it, but he can attack poor little innocent Ugga, and everybody celebrates it. But you do a horns down, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your hand signal? What's the eggs? Oh, whoop! Can I say whoop even though I'm not can we do thumbs down instead of your whoop?
I've seen it plenty. A lot of people have been running.
Does it hurt your feelings? Does it hurt your feelings when people do that?
I had to do some counseling. Okay. I had to go to some counseling after I saw that
crisis line, Del. Crisis line. We got a crisis line for that. Yep. All right, Luch, we appreciate it as always, man. We'll talk. We're going to come. We're going to be there for the preseason one day. We're going to do the show from there, so we'll get together for lunch.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks, John.
Billy Lucci right here, Texax, ESPN 97.5.
I hope he doesn't take us to that, what is it, the Dixie Chicken?
Dixie Chicken.
So I can get some average chicken tenders.
They aren't that great.
Yeah.
There's nothing really that great about it.
No.
And Anna's got a job. We know that now.
Well, she's a legend now, apparently.
Yeah, she is. Bye, bitch. That's right. That's right. No, she said that. We're not saying that.
We're not. Oh, yeah.
We're not
just
saying
to be
that.
Clear, she said that to Lance.
She said that to Lance, just to be clear. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I really, really, this is the best dealership that I've ever worked with. They really, really do care about you. They really do care about getting the best deal for you. They were putting together the deal, and they were working it and working it. You know, it was funny. They said, okay, where do your payments have to be? Now, which package do you want? And I was like, okay, well, I want to get the package that I want, and you're going to get me in those payments. That is unbelievable. As opposed to, well, here's the package. Here's how much it is. Do you want that? No. We're going to work it until we get you into the perfect car for you. Now, it's even better now because you go in there and you pick everything that you want. You order it with the exact, what do you want, leather seats? Do you want a sunroof? Do you want the bed liner? Whatever it is that you want in your package, you order it perfect for your specifications, make it perfect for you, and then they get that deal done. And they get you at the price that you want. And this is how it's getting done now. All you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com, or you can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. But order it first, and then get that car or truck, that Ford car or truck that you want, the perfect one for you, at Chastang Ford.